It's really exciting and very interesting because this compound, this special compound that we now know is in Manuka honey that's come directly from the flower. As the bees go to the flower, they collect the nectar, take it back to the hive and ripen it into honey. Many honeys have some degree of antimicrobial activity because of the natural process of making honey and the bees adding a variety of enzymes. But Manuka type honeys from Australia and from New Zealand have a special compound that's come directly across from the flower. And this has really high levels of activity. When you take out all the other things that are in normal honeys, they're still really, really powerful at killing germs. And that's what we've found in hospitals and nursing homes for things like really bad non-healing ulcers on legs and things for diabetic patients or elderly patients. Manuka honey seems to be able to kickstart the healing process. It clears up the infection and actually stimulates the healing as well.
And with the research that you're doing with Manuka honey and taking into consideration how it's been used traditionally in the past, what are you finding now as effective ways in terms of wound treatment or even using it as or using it for its antimicrobial properties?
I've been particularly interested in looking at how we can use honey, particularly Manuka type honeys, to kill or inhibit these really nasty multiple drug resistant bugs. They call them superbugs sometimes in hospital. Something like golden staph is an example. The reason we're so fearful of these organisms is that 50 years ago, we used to, if you got a scratch and you got an infection for this, no problems. I'll give you a little bit of penicillin or another type of antibiotic and you'll be fine. But now, because these bugs have been so constantly exposed to these types of drugs, they've developed resistance. And now a fairly simple scratch or a simple operation or side effects after chemo, all those kinds of things can become very, very dangerous again because they're very, very hard to treat. Obviously, honey isn't something that you could use for a systemic infection or if an infection sort of right into inside an internal organ or something like that. However, most infections start from the outside. So it's a great dressing to put on straight away after surgery, after any sort of trauma. And it stops these bugs, it kills these bugs, it kills these superbugs, these multi-drug resistant organisms, these antibiotic resistant microbes that we're frankly terrified of.